Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. A lot of people around the world view their governments as pretty inept, too often not doing the right thing and, instead of doing good stuff, actually preventing good stuff from happening. But it doesn't need to be that way, as this Bible story shows. After Christ Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension, his disciples were traveling around teaching God's word and healing people. This didn't thrill the authorities, just as they hadn't been thrilled with Jesus. At one point, they threw a bunch of the disciples in jail. But, as the Bible puts it, the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth. In other words, the power of good that goes beyond human ways and means freed them from physical and mental imprisonment, and they went right back to teaching and healing. This infuriated the authorities, who then wanted to kill the disciples. But one of their own colleagues told them to cool their jets, explaining that if the disciples were merely doing human things, it would all end soon enough. But if they were doing God's will, it couldn't be stopped, and the authorities shouldn't be seen as working against it. So the disciples continued doing their God-inspired work. That power of good that impelled the disciples' work and kept good stuff happening is still active today. It's still impelling good and keeping human powers from thwarting that good. May we rely on it just as the disciples did, and see it influencing even those who might want to oppose it. Amen.